All right, so you booked those flights to Medellin.
Dreams of Bandeja Paisa.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just about ready to touch down before you can hit those vibrant streets.
You got to figure out
Yeah.
how to get from the airport.
That's right.
Jose Maria Cordova International Airport
Do your
to
hotel?
the city center.
That's the question.
Yeah, how do we get from the airport to the city center in Medellin?
And you don't want to waste time figuring that out when you get there.
Oh.
You want to have a plan.
Exactly. We've got to have a plan.
So we've got a deep dive ready for you.
Yes.
We're looking at the three main transport options today.
We're going to figure out which one is best for you.
So you can pick the best fit for your travel style.
Now, we've got this guide,
Yeah.
and it compares private transfers
The classic airport
and
bus.
those shared taxis,
Colectivos.
colectivos. I love those.
Yeah, they're fun.
But let's start
Who do
with,
we start with?
I think we got to start with
Private transfer. If you want smooth sailing,
smooth sailing.
private transfers are the way to go.
Private transfers. If you want to just get
Because
there,
time is money
yeah.
and you want to go door to door,
Door to door, that's me.
that's the ticket.
All right, so tell me about it.
So, what's changed the game in Medellin is the new tunnel.
Oh, the tunnel.
Instead of winding through the mountains, you get whisked straight to El Poblado,
Okay.
straight to Laureles,
In like 30 minutes.
30 to 45 minutes.
That's nothing.
That's practically a Colombian coffee break.
That's amazing. So that's great, but
But of
I
course,
must be expensive.
it comes at a price.
Yeah.
So you're looking at around 110,000 to 150,000 Colombian pesos,
Okay.
which is about 30 to 40 US dollars.
Yeah.
Not exactly budget friendly,
Not for the budget traveler.
but it eliminates the haggling
Okay.
and it includes tolls and
So
everything.
it's all included.
And here's a pro tip from the guide.
Okay. I love pro tips.
Pre-book your ride. Oh, pre-book. So you don't have to
You don't have to mess around when you get there.
Yeah, you just get off the plane.
You want to grab your bags and go.
You're tired.
And you're tired.
Exactly.
But beyond convenience.
Is there a safety angle?
Oh, absolutely. To
Checkers.
pre-booking.
Our guide really stresses using licensed taxis
Okay.
for safety and fair prices. Pre-booking just guarantees you a reputable driver.
So you're not going to get ripped
You're
off.
not going to get ripped off.
And it's safe.
It's safe.
Okay, that's good.
You can find those licensed taxis right at the airport exit.
Perfect.
Easy to spot.
So peace of mind.
Beats a
But I'm
mind.
more of a budget-conscious traveler.
What if you are?
What's next?
What if you're budget conscious?
What about us budget travelers?
Well, for those who like a bit of local flavor, who don't mind sharing their ride,
Okay.
colectivos are the way to go.
Colectivos, yeah.
Think of them as like a mini adventure
Before your adventure.
before your main adventure.
I like it.
So tell me, what do you know about colectivos?
Okay, so they're shared taxis,
Yes.
and they wait until they have four
Four passengers,
passengers.
all heading in roughly the same direction
Like,
before they take off.
before they take off,
It keeps things affordable
yeah.
and surprisingly efficient.
So you can like chat with people
Yeah, you get to meet people.
while you're saving money.
You're saving money.
Where do they drop you off?
They typically take you to San Diego Mall,
Okay.
which is a great
In a mall.
major transport hub.
Oh, yeah.
Easy to hop on the metro from there.
And how much is that?
Brace yourself.
Okay.
24,500 pesos per person.
What?
That's roughly six US dollars.
That is so cheap.
Yeah,
I'm
very
not sure.
budget friendly.
And I'm
You don't
guessing
have to wait forever.
they're just coming and
They're
going.
constantly coming and going.
So we've got the speedy private transfer.
We've got the budget friendly colectivo,
What about
the classic airport bus.
the airport bus?
This one's the champion for travelers
Okay.
who prioritize saving every penny.
Every penny.
Less than four US dollars per person
Wow.
for a ride right into the heart of Medellin.
Okay, give me the details.
So they depart every 15 minutes.
So there's no waiting around.
No long waits. You have two main stops,
Okay.
San Diego Mall
We know that one.
and the city center,
Nice.
just behind the iconic Nudibara Hotel.
All right, so how do we know which bus?
Look out for the white buses,
Okay.
clearly marked Aeropuerto.
Aeroporto, got
Yeah.
it. You can't miss them.
Easy peasy.
In
But there was a little safety note
the guide.
about the city center stop
Especially at night,
by night.
while the city center El Centro, perfectly fine during the day,
All right.
can get a bit deserted after dark.
Okay.
So if you're arriving late,
Yeah.
sticking with the San Diego Mall stop
Safer.
is a safer bet.
Okay, so late at night.
Late at night,
San Diego Mall.
San Diego Mall, it's bustling even at night.
Right.
And you're close to a metro station.
You can get anywhere.
Exactly.
Now, I did think it was interesting that they mentioned...
What's that?
...suggested arrival times.
Oh, yeah. That's a detail a lot of travelers overlook.
Yeah.
They recommend aiming to arrive an hour and a half before domestic flights.
Okay.
And 2.5 hours before international.
That sounds like a lot.
I know. Sounds like overkill. But it really makes a difference.
You gotta check in.
Gotta check in. Security lines.
Get some food.
Maybe a last-minute empanada run.
Exactly. You don't want to be.
Nobody wants to be sprinting through the airport.
Stressed.
Stressed out.
Yeah. Okay, so we get there early.
Get there early.
I like those licensed taxis.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
Pre-booking.
It's like having a personal welcome committee.
I do like that.
Waiting just for you.
That's a smooth start.
That's a smooth start.
But I do like to keep my options open.
Oh, okay.
At the end of the guide,
yeah,
they mention the Medellin Airport transfer blog. Oh, yeah. What about that?
I wonder what we'll find there.
Do they delve deeper into these options?
Maybe.
Do they compare different private transfer companies?
Ooh.
Do they have insider tips?
Insider tips.
On scoring the best Colectivo deals?
I'm intrigued.
I'm curious, too.
We've got some digital exploring to do.
I'm exploring to do.
But before we go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Let's take a closer look at that shared taxi experience.
The Colectivos.
Colectivos. Join us in part two.
To unpack the nuances of riding a Colectivo like a local.
Like a local.
Like a local. Welcome back to our deep dive.
Into Medellin Airport transportation.
Last time, we outlined the three main options.
Yes. And now...
Now we're digging deeper into the unique aspects of each one.
And this time, we're hopping into a Colectivos.
Yes.
I love shared taxis.
Yeah. They're a fun way to experience a new city.
Yeah, you get a taste of local life.
Right off the bat.
Right away.
They're a great equalizer, too.
What do you mean?
You'll find everyone, from backpackers to business travelers.
Wow.
Piling into these.
All in it together.
All bound for the city center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our guide did mention that they usually gather near the airport exit.
Right by the airport exit.
What if you have a lot of luggage?
That's a good question.
Can you do a Colectivo with luggage?
Colectivos are definitely more practical.
Okay.
If you're traveling light.
Right.
Imagine four people.
Yeah.
With giant suitcases trying to squeeze in.
Not very comfortable.
Not exactly comfortable.
No.
The guide even suggests checking if your hotel offers a shuttle.
If you have those bulky bags.
If you got bulky bags.
Now, I'm picturing these shared taxis just zooming off into the city.
Zooming up.
But do they all take the same route?
That's a good question.
Or is it a bit more?
It's a bit of both.
Okay.
So while the destination is usually San Diego Mall,
right,
the route can vary.
Depending on
where the other passengers are headed.
So you could get a longer route.
You might end up taking a slightly longer scenic route.
Which would be cool.
A glimpse of neighborhoods.
You wouldn't normally see. I love that.
Yeah. It's like a bonus sightseeing tour.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like those unexpected detours.
Unexpected detour.
Speaking of routes.
Yeah.
The guide mentioned avoiding
El Centro
at night.
Especially on the bus.
Does that apply to...
Colectivos as well.
To Colectivos as well.
It's generally a good rule of thumb
for
any mode of transport at night.
Right.
While El Centro is the historical heart of Medellin,
it
is quieter at night.
So if you're in a Colectivo...
Yeah.
And it's getting late...
Ask the driver to drop you at San Diego Mall.
San Diego Mall is the safer bet.
It's safer. It's well lit.
A bus?
Bustling with activity, even at night.
And the metro's right there.
Okay. Plus, imagine the people watching opportunities.
At a mall.
At a mall after dark.
Oh, I'd love it.
I know.
In part one, we talked about private transfers.
We did.
I'm curious.
What about it?
Our guide mentioned welcome pickups.
Uh-huh.
As a reputable service.
Yeah. What sets them apart?
From just getting a regular taxi.
Welcome Pickups is all about personalized service.
Okay.
Imagine this. Your flight lands.
Uh-huh.
You're bleary-eyed.
Tired.
You walk out.
Yeah.
And there, waiting for you.
Okay.
At arrivals is a driver.
With a sign.
Holding a sign with your name on it.
So it's a meet and greet.
It's like a VIP welcome.
Right.
But it's not just about the meet and greet.
Oh, else?
They provide English-speaking drivers.
Oh, nice.
Who are like local buddies.
Oh, cool.
They can answer your questions.
Okay.
Give you tips.
Nice.
On the best places to eat.
I like that.
Even help you with a bit of language practice.
Wow, that's amazing.
So it's like having a personal concierge.
From the moment you step off the plane.
And they handle all the logistics.
Wow.
Tracking your flight, helping with luggage, whisking you directly to your hotel.
There's So it's hassle-free travel at its finest.
Hassle-free.
Now let's go back to the airport bus.
The most budget-friendly option.
The guide emphasizes its frequency.
Uh-huh.
And the two main stops.
The two main stops.
Is there anything else that stands out?
What's fascinating is that
the
bus route itself offers a unique perspective of the city.
Oh.
It's not just a boring airport shuttle.
Right.
It actually takes you through neighborhoods.
Oh,
gives you a glimpse into daily life in Medellin.
So you're getting a feel for the city.
As you ride.
That's cool. So you're not just on like...
You're not just stuck on a highway. You're passing by colorful houses, vibrant street art.
Cool.
Bustling markets.
It's like a mini tour.
It's a mini tour in itself.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The guide even mentions that the bus travels along a section of the metro cable, offering panoramic views of the city.
Now that is a scenic commute.
That's a perk.
That's a perk.
Of choosing the bus.
We talked about pre-booking for safety.
Right.
But what about spontaneity?
Oh, what about just winging it?
Is there ever a time
when
winging it at the airport
is a good idea?
It's a good idea.
That's an intriguing question.
I like to be spontaneous.
Sometimes embracing a bit of the unknown can lead to unexpected adventures.
Right.
But when it comes to airport transfers in a bustling city like Medellin, I would say planning ahead is key.
But what if you're the kind of traveler who likes to make those decisions on the fly?
On the fly.
You know, soak up the airport atmosphere.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Before committing.
That's a fun approach.
Yeah.
But imagine this scenario.
Okay.
You've just landed in Medellin.
Uh-huh.
You're excited.
Yes.
But then you realize there's a long queue for taxis.
Oh.
The colectivos are all full.
Oh, no.
And the next bus is in an hour.
Now you're stressed.
Now, that spontaneous spirit might turn into airport-induced stress.
Okay, I see your point.
So pre-planning does have its advantages.
Advantages.
Yeah.
But there's still...
Medellin Airport Transfer Blog.
That blog.
Lingering in my mind like a treasure map.
Leading to...
Even more transport secrets.
Maybe they have a deep dive.
A deep dive.
Into those licensed taxi companies.
Comparing rates...
Yeah.
Services. Maybe even a breakdown of which ones have the friendliest drivers.
Or maybe it's like a guide.
Oh, a guide.
To hailing a colectivo, like a pro.
Oh, like a pro.
Like with secret hand signals.
With secret hand signals.
And local lingo.
No, you're just making things up.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun.
It just shows that even with the most well-researched guide,
you can always...
There's always more to uncover.
More layers.
More adventures. Really? We've covered a lot.
In this deep dive.
Private transfer.
Bustling colectivos.
Scenic bus route.
You got the intel.
You can navigate your arrival.
Like a seasoned traveler.
No matter which option you choose, remember
that the journey itself
is part of the experience.
Embrace the unexpected detours.
Have conversations
with fellow passengers.
Keep your eyes peeled
for those hidden gems.
So as you plan your Medellin adventure, consider this.
What do we consider?
Which mode of transport?
Which one?
Reflects your travel style.
And once you've touched down
in this vibrant city,
what's the first thing you'll do?
To immerse yourself in the magic.
All right, welcome back to the deep dive.
Yeah, Gaben.
We've explored private transfers.
Like TiVos.
We went deep into those.
Those fun shared taxis. Now it's time.
It's time to hop on that bus.
The budget-friendly airport bus.
For the final leg of our journey.
And this one is scenic.
It's a scenic route.
Literally.
Literally.
I love that.
What I find so fascinating about this is it's not just about getting from point A to point B.
It's more than that.
It's a glimpse into the real Medellin.
Like a moving postcard showcasing the city's personality.
Along the way.
And you mentioned the bus route.
Yes.
Offering some amazing views.
Some incredible views.
What can we look out for?
Well, the guide points out a stretch
where
the bus actually runs alongside the metro cable.
The metro cable.
Medellin's iconic cable car system.
Oh, wow.
Imagine soaring above the rooftops.
You can see everything.
A bird's eye view.
Wow.
Of the colorful neighborhood.
What a way to arrive in the city.
I know, right?
That's amazing.
But
let's talk practicalities.
Okay, practicalities.
The guide mentions two main stops.
Two main stops.
San Diego Mall.
And the city center.
Which one would you recommend?
For first-time visitors?
Yeah, for a first-timer.
Both have their advantages.
Okay.
San Diego Mall is a bustling hub.
Okay.
Perfect if you're looking for a quick bite.
Need to grab some essentials.
Or want to connect to the metro.
We know that one.
We know that one.
Is a recommended stop?
For those late night arrivals.
Because it's safer.
It's well lit. It's busy even after dark.
Now the city center stop.
Yes, the city center stop.
That is intriguing.
It is intriguing.
What's the vibe like there?
So the city center stop is behind the Nudibara Hotel.
Okay.
So it puts you right in the heart of Medellin.
You're right there.
Close to historical landmarks. Plazas. Plazas. Perfect for history buffs.
Yes, you get off the bus.
And you're stepping back in time.
I love that.
I know. It's great.
But we keep coming back to this.
I know.
The Medellin Airport Transfer Blog.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Me neither.
What could they possibly have tucked away?
In that blog.
In that blog.
I don't know.
Maybe it's a comparison.
Oh, a comparison.
Of all the licensed taxi companies.
With ratings.
Ratings, price ranges.
Maybe even a breakdown of...
Which ones have the friendliest drivers?
Or maybe it's like a guide.
Oh, a guide.
To hailing a colectivo.
It's like a pro.
Like a pro, complete with secret hand signals.
And local lingo.
Now you're just being silly.
But wouldn't it be fun if it was?
It would be fun.
It just goes to show.
It just goes to show.
That even with the most well-researched guide, there are always more layers.
More to uncover.
To uncover more adventures.
To be had.
Well, we have covered a lot of ground.
In this deep dive.
We went from private transfers.
Those bustling colectivos.
And that scenic bus route.
You got the intel.
You can navigate your arrival in Medellin.
Like a pro.
No matter what you choose.
No matter what you choose.
Remember?
What do we remember? The journey itself. The
journey itself.
Is part of the experience.
Embrace those unexpected detours.
Talk to some people.
Strike up conversations with your fellow passengers.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Keep your eyes peeled.
For those hidden gems.
For those hidden gems along the way.
As you plan your Medellin adventure.
Yes.
Think about this.
Think about this.
Which mode of transport?
Which one?
Reflect your travel style.
And once you've touched down
in this vibrant city,
what's the first thing you'll do?
To immerse yourself in the magic of Medellin.